We are learning Masechtas Mayed Katan, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Ein Choyfrin Kuchim V'Kvaris V'Mayed. You're now allowed to dig Kuchim and Kvaris on Chol HaMoed. Kuchim, we'll see what it is. Kuchim is buried in the ground. Kvaris are buried in the wall of the mountain. You know, do that on Yontif. What we're talking about here, Kavurim the Rishonim, is not the Mesim didn't die yet. You want to prepare Kvarim for the Mesim. You can't do that. You can't prepare, even though you maybe anticipate, you know, that people are going to die on Chol HaMoed, you still cannot dig these on Yontif until someone actually dies. The Chol HaMoed. Ava mechanchem es ha-kuchim v'mayid. Es ha-kuchim v'mayid. But you are allowed to fix up the kuch on Chol HaMoed that you're allowed to do. And it seems like from Tosfos it has to be a case where the mace died already. So the mace died already, you want to fit him into the kever, then you're allowed to be mechanach and fix the kuch on Chol HaMoed. Va'isin nevreches v'mayid. You could dig this little ditch in the ground for water to wash laundry on Mayid. The Tosfos says a pshat doesn't mean laundry. The Tosfos says a kasha. I now do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So the first teretz is for those people who are allowed to do laundry. Like we'll see later on in the next parak, on the third parak, if someone comes from Dinas Yom or out of jail, he's allowed to do laundry. That's one pshat on Tosfos. Tosfos another pshat doesn't mean laundry. It means to wash the mace or the tachrichim. So there, you're allowed to make an avreches b'moed. V'aroin im ha-mace b'chotzer. And if a mace dies, you're allowed to build the aroin. But only allowed to do it in the same chatzah, same courtyard as the mace. But you can't build art in a different courtyard because people will think you are building stam something and Allah build a Chol HaMoed. So therefore you have to do it together in the same courtyard as the mace. Rabbi Yehuda im oiser, elam ki yesh imay nesarim. Who says you cannot make an aron unless you have ready-made boards? You can't cut down the trees and make boards on Yom Tov, even if the mace is sitting in front of you. And why not? So Taisa says the reason is because Shema Nesarim Yechayim Limtzoy Menusarim Harbe. It's very easy to find boards. That's what Taisa speaks out. The Chiddush Aran says a little different. He says that's not such a big tzairich to have an aron. You can bury without an aron. So therefore, you're not allowed to create the aron from scratch on Chol HaMoed, even if the mace is sitting in front of you, which makes it a big tzairich HaMoed. Still, you cannot do that.
But if you don't let you, if you had the boards prepared before, kind of do it in a different courtyard?
No, it wasn't that. That's not that big more echo. No, because anytime you're building something and they don't see it's for the mace, Tosfos actually speaks out that if it's a mace shema forsim, then you can make an aron even b'shuk. If everyone knows, I said the God of Adar died, everyone knows that there's a mace, then you could do it. Or in a small city, it says in halacha, if it's a small city and everyone knows about it, then you could do it. But if it's in a big city and no one knows what you're doing, so then it's a problem. It's like a Gemara sign. Dr. Gemara, my kuchen and my kvaris. What are kuchen and what are kvaris? I'm Rav Yehuda, kuchen mechvira. Kuchen is only dug in the ground. The kvaris binyan. And kvaris are a binyan in the, let's say, the wall of the mountain. That's called a kvura. Taina v'achi ele kuchen ele kvaris. Kuchen is bechafira. The kvaris are binyan. And kvaris are in a binyan in the mountain. Then the Mishnah says, "Amachankem es hakuchin, keitzah amachankem." Rav Yehuda, "Shema yorach mekatzer." If it's too long, you make it shorter. Pesita tana, "Mayrach boya marach boya." Even can make it bigger, which is a bigger tircha than making something shorter, because you have to dig more. Still, that's mutter to do. Mechankem again. Tosfos says that we're talking about a case where the mace is in front of you. Because if not, how do you know how to make it bigger or smaller? You obviously have a mace in front of you. You're allowed to make it bigger or smaller. Va'oisin nivreches, my nivreches, am Rav Yehuda zu bekiyah, something called bekiyah. Frank the Gemara, it can be a bekiyah, va'tanya nivreches va bekiyah. So am Abaye, v'tame Rav Kahana, geya o bar geya. It means the big brecha, which means a big hole in the ground, ditch in the ground, little pool in the ground that you do the laundry in, like we said before, or you wash the mace. And near there is a smaller pool for the overflow. It's the bekiyah, and is the bar geya. There's the nevreches is the geya, and the bekiyah is the bar geya, which is the smaller pool that takes the overflow of the water. So you're allowed to build both of them on Chol HaMoed. Again, the reason is because it's a tzairich demayid, and it's not a ma'is uman, and therefore you're allowed to do it. And it's not tirchi yisera either, and therefore you're allowed to do it. So to Gemara Vayta. They're allowed to build the aron together with the mace in the same courtyard. Tanina Laha Tarabanan, we learned that Bryce has a similar halacha. Oysim called Tzarchei HaMace. You're allowed to do all Tzarchei HaMace on Chol HaMoed. Goes no Sari, cut the hair of the mace. Machaps like Susa, you can wash clothing for him, his tachrichim. Voysim like aron, you make him an aron. Munusarim, Munusarim of Yontif. From boards that were cut before Yontif. It's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Af Mavien Eitzim, Umen Nasrom, Betzino, Besoich Beisai. You allow to bring Eitzim and break them. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have the Munasarim, you make it. You have to have boards on four. Shimon Gamliel sounds like he's being Mekel, and he's saying you could bring Eitzim and you cut it down to size, but Tzinim V'Soich Beisai, as long as you do it, but Tzinim V'Soich Beisai, you could do that. So that's what Shimon Gamliel holds, that you could bring the pieces of wood and cut them down to size to tzarech the mace. Now it says everything you have to do with tzinah, because again, if it's not with tzinah, it's marazayim. People think you are building things for not for the mace. And Tais says a kasha that really we have a klal that anything that's also as marazayim is also even with chadur chadorim. And Tais is blav sherot akasha al kaponim. The here we see, could we hear it's a special halacha? Really, it's muta. A special halacha, there's a special halacha marasai in Dafka. If people are going to see, they're not going to have what's going on. And therefore, the halacha is that you should not do it in public. Zot the Gemara Vaita. And we pass Kulam Eisa, for the Tzarech HaMeis, you're allowed to do basically anything. And Tyson brings a riot because it says on the second day Yontif, you're even allowed to do all these things. So Tyson says, for sure, Chol HaMoed, which is more chomer than second day Yontif, because Chol HaMoed is chderaisa. Tosis is very not, but Tosis is very interesting. Tosis Chol HaMoed is more chomer than Yontif Sheni. Tosis is tzad. Al kaparim ayin sham. Ayin is big Tosis. Zog the Gemara Vayte. Nu Mishnah. Ein noisim noshim moed. You're not allowed to marry a woman on moed. Not like a chasra on Chol HaMoed. Lo besulois. Say if she never was married before. Vlo almanois. Even if she's married before. You're not allowed to marry almano on Chol HaMoed. Loi miyavim, you can't do ibum. It's just simcha loi, because that's a simcha, and we'll see. Ain ma'arvim simcha v'simcha. On yontiv, you can't mix a simcha with another simcha. Aval matzur is gushasa. But a person could remarry the lady he divorced because that's not shavik simcha. Another halacha b'chol moed. Va'oisa isha tachshteh b'moed. A lady is allowed to do all her makeup in yonim on anything that makes it look beautiful on moed, even though it's a ma'isa uman, even though it's a tircha, but she's allowed, it's called tzarchei aguf, to make herself look nicer, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda Eimer, loy sosud, she shouldn't put on, they used to put on plaster onto the skin, and that took out the hair, so that you shouldn't do, because it takes a while, and while the plaster is on your face, or wherever it is, it looks very ugly. It looks ugly, and that she's mitzdar, so for the time being, right now, on Yontif, she's being mitzdar. And therefore, it's also to do. And the Gemara will expand on that. Another halacha, a hedyat toifer kedarkai. Someone who doesn't know how to sew is allowed to sew on yontif. Va'uman, but if he's a uman, if he's a professional tailor, maklib, you have to do a special shinui, which the Gemara will say, we'll see, has to go, the has to go up and down. That means if someone, you know, splits his pants on Chol HaMoed, and he has all the pants even, he's not allowed to sew them kedarka. He can't, if he's a hadid, he could sew it. But to bring it to the cleaners to sew, they cannot sew it on yontif. You know, you need it for yontif because you have to do a shinui, because that's a ma'isa uman, and there's no head of a ma'isa uman for this. And the last halacha mishnah is misagas amitois. You're allowed to put strings over the bed. The Gemara will expand on that. You can pull it tight. Again, the Gemara will expand on that. So our mishnah had a bunch of different halachas. Started off with the halacha emar v'simcha v'simcha. Then it talked about doing tachshitel on moed. Then it said about sewing and about making a bed. Then in the Gemara, next two blot, we'll discuss this whole mishnah. The first thing we're going to talk about is emar v'simcha v'simcha. Break the Gemara. The Gemara didn't know this yet. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the Simcha, you're not allowed to be happy on Yontif. V'chi Simcha ulai mayhava. Like Rashi says, V'chi Simcha asura b'yontif, you're not allowed to be happy on Yontif. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Leza, Amar Rav Yishaya, V'amri lo Amar Rav Leza, Amar Rav Chanina. The Pshat is like this. V'she'ei ma'ar from Simcha v'Simcha. You can't mix Simcha v'Simcha, because you can't, if you mix Simcha v'Simcha, something's going to suffer. And the Yontif might suffer. Or the Simcha's, or the Simcha Sesuah might suffer. You can't mix Simcha with Simcha because they're not gonna be a full Simcha. And therefore, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to ma'arva Simcha with Simcha. That's the first pshat. Rabba Barav Huno Amar, a little similar but different. We're worried, you're gonna leave Simcha's regal Gamri and be busy with your wife. That means, according to this man, the Amar, if you still have Simcha's Yontif, so even though I got busy with different simcha a little bit, but that'll be enough. The problem is, we're worried, you're going to be so busy with the simcha of your wife, you're not going to celebrate the yontif at all. That's the problem. And what's wrong with that? I'm happy. So we must bring a pasuk for that. Omle Abayel Rav Yosef, Ha de Rav Ravuna de Ravu. It's the same memra as Rav. The Omrav Daniel Barakdin Amarav. But Nayin Shein Noisim Nashim Moed. How you know now I marry a woman on Chol Hamoed? Shnei Ma'av Samachta Bechagecha. Bechagecha. You have to be happy with the Yom Tov Loi Beishtecha and not with your wife. And that's the drasha of it. Even though you're happy, but it has to be Bechagecha. You have to be happy with the Yom Tov. And not with a different simcha. Not with ulterior simcha. And Tosfos talks about a shaila, if you're allowed to make a suda for bris milo or for pidyon haben on Yom Tov on Chol Hamoed, why? Because Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Mishlev, if you learn Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, so then you have a problem. Learn Mishmach B'Chagecha, that's not a problem, because Dafka V'loi Be'Ishtecha. But with a Pidyon HaBen, you're not worried the Pidyon HaBen will knock out the Yom Tov L'Gamri. So therefore, if you learn like Rav, so then it's possible you'll make a Pidyon HaBen or a Bris. But the question is, if you hold Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, maybe you can now make a Bris Milo or a Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos says, a Bris Milo is Pashut Mutta, because that's the time. You didn't plan it out, that's when it came. That's what he says, and that's why I'm shad. All pshad is because he says not a real simcha. You don't say a simcha of ma'ayna because it's sarah le'nuka. So that's what he says by bris. Bris says mutta for two reasons. Suda's bris mila mut las mechal ma'ayid the leka simcha. First of all, he says you don't say simcha ma'ayna. And number two is kim shizmani kavur in levatel zeh prezeh. What are you talking about kavur? Aba pit suda's pidya ben tzarich in a mut las ma'ayid taitzvus. Vein loy ma'zmana kavur. So don't say kavur. Tenach v'zmana shloy v'zmana heichi mutta. It's not always exactly v'zmana because v'zmana is exactly a certain amount of hours after the baby is born. Kavur in the halacha, and it's not always v'zmana. If it happens in the middle of the night, you don't make it then. You're not going to make it in the middle of the night. No, I know if I made the sudas in the middle of the night, they do it the first opportunity they could. That's after the zman of 30 days, which really a couple, which hours in the halacha, and therefore it's not always exactly v'zmana because it goes with hours. Mamish to the minute, the dinner pidyon haben, and therefore it's not always mazmana, and therefore Tosfos it's clear as ma'isa halacha ma'isa. We paskin, you couldn't make a pidyon haben because you paskin the mamam emar v'simcha v'simcha, and therefore you could make a pidyon haben on Chol Hamoed. So the more invite, ulam are different reasons. We had two reasons: emar v'simcha v'simcha or v'samacht v'chagach v'lo b'shtecha. Ulam are the play at hayrich. We don't want you to work too hard for the nesuin, and you're not gonna. It's not going to enjoy Yom Tov. Tircha of Ma'ez Asi. You're not going to work too hard on Yom Tov, like Rashi says. And therefore, worry, you work too hard, and there's not going to be enough of a simcha. You know, shtar simcha is Yom Tov. You're working too hard when you make a chasana. The reason is because people, if you're allowed to make a chasana on Yom Tov, they're going to push it off the Yom Tov because everyone's around, and yeah, anyway, making suda, so people push it off the Yom Tov. You don't want to vatal peri rivya. They always said you can't push it off the Yom Tov. So we have four pshatim. Either Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha, or V'Smachta V'Chechel V'Shtecha, or Pnei HaTarech, or Bittel Pnei Rivya. Meisvei, Nasio Akasha. It says, Kol Elu She'omru Asur and Lisa V'Mayid. All these that it says, Yinala Mary of Mayid, Apsula, all those things, Mutarm Lisa Erev Regla. You could marry them Erev Yontif. You can marry someone Erev Yontif. So Kasha L'Kulu. At this point, we're saying it's Kasha everything. Because all these problems, you're going to have Shabbat Brachas, so you're going to have Arvin Simcha V'Simcha because of Shabbat Brachas, you're going to have Tarech because of Shabbat Brachas, you're going to have Simcha and your wife because of Shabbat Brachas, you're going to have a bit of Rivya because you're going to push it off to here. So Kasha L'Kulu. The Gemara says, no. Loi Kasha. It's not Kasha for anyone. The Gemara will go through it. L'mandi Yom Hashem Simcha, Fimandi Yom Hashem Simcha, which is the first two reasons, either as Eima Arvin Simcha V'Simcha or V'Samacht V'Chagecha V'Lei V'Shtecha. L'mandi Yom Hashem Simcha, Iker Simcha Chad Yemu. The Iker Simcha is the day of the Chasana. And everything else is not Iker Simcha, so it's not going to stare Yom Tov. L'mandi Yom Hashem Tircha, Ikatircha ad yomu. Ikatircha is the chasana. So not going to be tarech on Yom Tov. Ikatircha is the chasana. L'madi yom v'shem bitl perivivya l'chad yomu l'mashi yon shenavshei. A person is not going to push off the chasana if he only has one day to do it. Especially if he has a whole Yom Tov to do it. So there, he'll push off the Yom Tov time. But if he only has one day to do it, Erev Yom Tov, he's not going to push it off to that day because it might not work out that day. So he's not going to worth it to push the chasana 4 months for that day and the day might not work out. Therefore, he'll do it right away. So therefore, all the reasons do not apply, and therefore we pass the daka lachal lemaisa. They allowed to make the chasana erev yom tov. What's the shaila? Chayka the paiskim. If you can make the suda, could you make the suda also on yom tov, or you have to make a dafka erev yom tov? It says like the chasana. What about the suda? So what's the halach? That's the shaila. Think about chayka the paiskim. How do we paskim? So you look at tuf kufim avav sif gimel. It's like this: hakol mutarim lisa berev regel, but lastly suda beregel. You make a suda beregel. That's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. Nice, Mr. Brewer brings down, you shouldn't do that, you should make the suda erev regel, and So if it's Evan Negeya, it says it brings the idea that minigas wouldn't make a chasen at all. Mishmur Rebbe's end, the minigas would not make a chasen at all. Erev Yontav, it's not a minig. We don't make an Erev Yontav on the day before Yontav, we don't make a chasen. Lamaisa, but B'shasa Tchak, it says you can do it. But, and the loch is, in Shulchan Aruch, they really can make the Suda even on Yontav.